Take your seats. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we have said a few different times to different folks, and I've found myself saying a few times to folks, if you could see Jesus with your physical eyes tonight, if you could see him with your physical eyes. Of course, Jesus told Thomas and told the disciples, you know, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Amen. And 1 Peter says, even though you haven't seen him, you love him and you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have to see him. Amen. But if you could see him, because he is real and he is here. Amen. Amen. We're not making up something. Amen. It's just that he's in an unseen realm, praise the Lord. But if you could see him with your physical eyes tonight, would that do anything to your expectation? Would that change your approach to this service tonight? Would you go, oh man, I hope something happens? Or would you be going, oh, tonight's my night? A friend of ours, a pastor in southern Alabama, was in the service. They have a kind of a small town church, and so he was in a service one Sunday morning, and he was up on the platform during the worship, and the worship team was ministering, you know, and the people, the congregation, about half, maybe a little bit more than half, was worshiping God, and some people really weren't. All of a sudden, he saw Jesus in the service. And Jesus was just walking up and down and through the seats and the aisles and just looking at people. And this pastor started to get a little embarrassed because he thought, you know, some of these people aren't even worship. I mean, it's worship time. And some of the people are just kind of looking around. You know, we kind of addressed that Sunday morning. And but sometimes, you know, you just kind of, your mind wanders or whatever. So he's looking at the people's faces while Jesus is looking at them. You know, and he's like getting embarrassed. Well, these people aren't engaged. They're not, you know, really involved. And he's feeling like this is not a good representation of my congregation. And Jesus was just walking through the congregation. And then he walked up the aisle and he came up to the pastor and he said, this is my church. And the pastor said to Jesus, yes, sir, this is your church. This is your church. And Jesus said, I love my church. Ah, I love my church. Isn't it amazing that the pastor's first thought was, oh man, I'm a little embarrassed. My folks aren't really responding to Jesus. And Jesus' first response is, wow, I love these people. There are times when we as faith people, because we are, amen, are we faith people, people of faith, amen? The Bible says they which are of faith are the children of Abraham, amen, praise God, and heirs with Jesus, praise the Lord. We're faith people, amen? We have the same spirit of faith, the Bible says. We believe and therefore speak, amen? So we're faith people. And when you're a faith people, you know, you find that you have responsibility. Isn't that right? You find you have responsibility in the word. You have a responsibility to hear the word, because Jesus said, Mark chapter 4, take heed what you hear. He also said, take heed how you hear. It's important what you hear and how you hear, what you pay attention to. Isn't that right? Because faith comes by hearing. Amen. And so we've learned to take our responsibility to cooperate with God. F.F. Bosworth, a great minister from many, many years ago, wrote an amazing book called Christ the Healer. And in that book, he talks about how there are so many times that people come, they want prayer for healing, they want ministry for healing. And he said, really what they ought to do is say, teach me how to cooperate with God. Teach me how to cooperate with God. Because we have said all along, and we will continue to say, that everything God does for you is through your relationship with Him. It's not just business with God. And our tendency as humans, and I'm going to put faith people right in there because we're human. Amen? Our tendency is to start relying on our knowledge. And then to make knowledge king. Humans do that. It's the tendency to get more and more education, and then that puts you in a place, or that gets you what you want if you know more. If you know more, there's more privilege. If you know more, there's more money. If you know more, it seems to go that if you can know more, that it'll put you on some playing field that will give you more opportunity. But faith is not knowledge. Faith is not knowledge. Faith is believing what you know. And in the culture that we're living in today, believing now is in question. And truth is in question in our culture. Because right now our culture says whatever you believe is now your truth. And so the world is really confused what truth is. Very confused, because they're making it all up as they go. They're deciding that what I feel is what I believe. And so if what I feel is what I believe is my truth. So therefore, whatever I feel is true. Well, if you buy into that in the church, you know, then you're going to have a struggle. You're going to have some confusion, and you're going to have, what the Bible calls wavering. Wavering. And James says, if any man wavers, are you ready for this truth? If any man wavers, let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. And so we find, and Kevin and I in our ministry, and when we're connecting with people and helping people, like F.F. Bosworth said, people ought to say, help me, to cooperate, teach me how to cooperate with God. Because everything God does is by relationship, we need to take what we're receiving from the Word. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Amen? And the Word of God will tell you the will of God. Amen? It's not experience that teaches you the will of God. It's the Word of God that tells you the will of God. Amen? So faith will begin when you know what God's will is. Amen? It begins there. It starts there. Amen? And but we sometimes then will take that and then go, okay, so then if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and if I know the will of God, then I'll get faith. And so I got to hear and hear and hear and accumulate as much faith as possible, because my situation's complicated. And if my situation's complicated, I probably need lots and lots and lots of faith to overcome. So therefore, I need to know more. And we start exalting the knowledge of God's Word, and we call it faith. Because the Bible says you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, there are some subtle things here. Subtle things here, but these things creep in. And we always go back to relationship. And the reason we go back to relationship is because faith is trust. Trust requires relationship. We've all heard people on television or politicians or actors or actresses or celebrities saying, trust me. Have you heard it? Trust me. And you're like, uh-uh. No, 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 no. Why? Why should I trust you? Right? Because what is trust? It's based on a track record. It's based on interaction. It's based on faithfulness. To trust someone, you have to know they're faithful. Amen? They're just saying, believe me. But they might lie next week. Amen? So trust, though, real trust, faith is trust in God. And we sometimes forget that when we're quoting His Word or saying His Word, we're starting to putting our faith in words instead of in the one who spoke the words. And we try to take Scripture and by His stripes I was healed and paste it on the part of our body that's hurting. But I'm standing on the Word. Stand on Him. In Him we stand. In Him we live and move and have our being. Check up on yourself. The Bible says, let a man examine himself whether he's in the faith. And the reason I say this is because we hear this all the time. And let me invite you to go with me to Titus, the first chapter. No, not yet there yet. Let's go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, then we'll go to Titus, the first chapter. You can open either place if you like. But we hear folks say marvelous confessions of faith. They say, I know I'm healed. I know I'm healed. And yet, experientially, sometimes I look at them and there's kind of this glassy-eyed expression of, I know I'm healed, I know I'm healed, I know I'm healed. He's like a faith robot. And a lot of times what people are really saying is, I know that Jesus provided healing. I believe that. I believe what Jesus did. I believe what Jesus accomplished. I would never say I don't believe that. Yet how do you make it real for you? Not just God so loved the world that He gave. But when did you make Him your Savior? You called on Him. You didn't yell confessions in His faith. You said if I'd confess you as Lord, I'd be saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. When you got born again, did you get born again like I got born again? I found Jesus. I found Jesus and He changed me. He did. Amen. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you search the Scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, but they all point to me. And He said, you don't want me. Why were we talking about worship on Sunday morning? Not so you'd all sing the songs together, but so that your heart would connect with Him. Because the answer, and Pastor Mike said it Sunday morning after we ministered, the answer is in your connection. Your answer is in your connection. Praise the Lord. Look what it says here. You can all quote it, but let's look at it together. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Things hoped for. Things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Of course, you probably have read the Amplified many, many, many times, but I'll read it to you now. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Faith is not meant to be a trick question. It's not meant to trip you up. Yet many of us, and Brother Hagin said this when he was alive, that many people are tangled up in faith like a barbed wire fence. They've made it so hard and so complicated. We really must get back to the simplicity. Amen? Because look at the people that Jesus ministered to. He said, your faith made you whole. They'd never been to a seminar. Never been to a church like you are. But he said, your faith made you whole. What'd they do? They heard something, believed it, trusted it, and acted on it. But we've made it such a procedure. And we're leaving him out of the equation. Because we've taken all the responsibility on ourselves to get the job done. And so people will go, I know I'm healed, I know I'm healed. Well, I understand they're saying, I know what Jesus provided and I believe that. Amen. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hoped for. What's hope? What's hope? I want to encourage you and challenge you tonight to hope. And you might be thinking, well, hope's kind of foreign to faith people, isn't it? Because hope doesn't get the job done all by itself, and it won't, because it's a future issue. Hope is something in the future. But I want to show you tonight, and let me give you this definition. Hope, Bible hope, is an expectation of a future certainty. Bible hope is an expectation of a future certainty. I think we have sometimes, as faith people, misplaced hope or misunderstood hope to the point where we thought, because it's in the future and faith is now, that I shouldn't think about hope because that'll get me in the wrong direction. It'll make me put things off to the future, and I shouldn't hope. I need to have faith. I shouldn't hope. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is first. It's your goal setter. It's what sets your expectations. And because hope has been misunderstood, I think, because if you think about it, if you're anything like me, and I think most of you are, we've been pretty much told all our lives not to get our hopes up. Isn't that right? Don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up. And so then as faith people, we're like, oh, cool, I can leave hope out of it because it's never worked for me yet. Woo! I get to get rid of hope. Well, if you get rid of hope, what are you? Hopeless. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you ignore hope, you will be ignoring what to base your faith on. You'll be aimless with your faith. You won't know when you do receive. You'll be looking for some other event to happen. Well, I believe I received. Now I'm just waiting for a manifestation. Well, how will you know when you get it? Did you ever put a goal? Did you ever put an expectation out there? Or are you just saying, well, God's word's true, so it has to happen to me. I'm just waiting for it to happen now. I'm just waiting for God to manifest. In what? Well, what he said. Huh? How does it look on you? What's your expectation? I liken sometimes our walk of faith to using GPS. Kevin and I, we have to use GPS just about everywhere we go. We're always in unfamiliar cities, and, you know, we're so thankful for GPS. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, we used to have to, you know, get the maps out and plan your route, you know, all that. But GPS, the thing that you do first is you set your destination. Right? You set your destination. Then it calculates from where you are to get to your destination. Right? So, for example, if you were to go to the airport in Buffalo, depending on where you live, you know, it could take an hour, it could take 30 minutes, it could take an hour and a half, you know, whatever it takes to get from your place to the Buffalo airport. So you plan for how much time it's going to take, right? But you set your destination. Well, the time it takes to get there can change. Weather conditions, other people on the road, construction, other things come into play that you have no control over, but you know where you're going. So what happens is, if it's usually takes you an hour, and tomorrow it starts, an hour has passed and you're not there yet, do you just pull over to the side of the road and go, well, I guess it's not the will of God for me to get to the airport today? Somebody move the airport! It's not where it used to be, because by now I should be there. I don't understand why I'm not there. I thought I was strong enough to get to the airport. I guess I don't have what it takes to get to the airport. I guess I'll just go home. I'll try again another day. No, nobody's moved the airport. It's just taken a little longer to get there. The destination has not changed. But what we do oftentimes is, in our faith, we set our destination as the scripture we're standing on. And then time happens. And somehow we decide if the scripture is true or not based upon how long it's taking to get there. It's been a month. It's been a week. People go, well, I'll know by Friday. Oh, really? What will you know by Friday? What will you know by Friday that you don't already know now? What made you decide that Friday's going to tell you something that you don't know now? Well, if I don't get it by Friday, I'll know that, you'll know what? I'll know it didn't happen. What didn't happen? God's word? God lied? So we got to get real. We got to get real. Amen. So how do we fix that? How do we change that? How do we get this where faith is the substance of things hoped for? What do we do with hope? Now look with me to Titus, the first chapter. We're here to help you tonight. Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness. Look at what verse 2 says. In hope of eternal life. In hope of eternal life. If you think that hope is a wish or a desire, then you don't know Bible hope. Here Paul says, in hope of eternal life. Well, if hope is just a wish or a desire, Paul wrote over half the New Testament, and he's saying in hope of eternal life, we're all in really big trouble. If hope is uncertain, if hope is just a wish, a desire, just a want to, which is why I say I think we've misplaced hope. And so as faith people, we said, oh good, I don't have to hope anymore. I can just have faith. Because hope has never helped me before. I've been told not to get my hopes up. Why were we told not to get our hopes up growing up? Think about it. What led our parents to tell us, because that's who trained us not to get our hopes up. Isn't that right? Generally speaking, our parents said, don't get your hopes up. Why is that? Because they couldn't give you something at some point. Something you wanted, and they couldn't provide it, they couldn't give it. So instead of saying no, or because I know my family, we didn't know anything about believing God or asking God for anything. It was just if we couldn't provide it, instead of saying no, they'd say, well, don't get your hopes up. Did it work? No! It doesn't work. Because hope is in us. We're meant to hope. You have to be taught not to hope. Because as kids, we have hope. And it has to deal also with our imagination, what we dream about, what we think about. Because when you are hoping for something, even just naturally, you want something, you're hoping for something, you start seeing yourself with it. Isn't that right? You start dreaming about it. Oh, what would it? Ooh, it'd be nice to have that. I sure would like to have that. You start seeing it. I have a website I love to go to. It's this particular neighborhood in Orlando. It's kind of a dream neighborhood, you know. And I like to look at the houses that are for sale there, you know, and I look at all the pictures, and I picture myself in those houses, you know. I picture it. I'm giving myself some vision. I'm expanding. Amen. Might not be my next step, but it could be there someday. I mean, some of these places are pretty extravagant. I don't mind telling you, I see myself there. I can see it. I'm cultivating hope. I'm cultivating something, seeing myself with something I haven't yet seen before. When I was a kid, I wanted a horse. And we didn't live out in the country. We didn't live where anybody had horses. And so, you know, I wanted a horse. And my parents were like, well, don't get your hopes up. And that didn't work. And then they tried to reason with me. Like, well, where are we going to put it? I thought, well, I got that solved in my room. Made perfect sense to me. Because I can see it in my kid's eyes, my kid's mind. I can see the horse right next to me in my room. Imagination allows me to go there. I can see something that's not seeable. I can look at unseen things and perceive them as reality. Well, I never did get that horse. And so why then do we learn not to get our hopes up? Because when I didn't get the horse, it wasn't just that I didn't get something. It was more like somebody took away something I already had. That's what real hope does. it takes it. It's yours in your heart. It's unseen, but it's yours. You've already taken it to be yours. So when we're told then, don't get your hopes up, the next time you go, oh, I remember that feeling. I was disappointed. I don't like that feeling. I don't like being disappointed. I don't like things being ripped away from me that I thought I had. I just won't get as excited the next time. I won't look for it the next time. I'll just keep my expectations a little bit lower so I won't be hurt, so I won't feel disappointment. Look what Paul said about hope, though. In hope of eternal life, verse 2, which God, who cannot lie, promised. Which God, who cannot lie, promised. What produces Bible expectation, Bible hope? That God cannot lie. God cannot lie. So Bible hope, then, I'll reiterate my definition, is an expectation of a future certainty. Why? Because God cannot lie. Hope is still in the future, but it's an expectation of a future certainty. So back to Hebrews 11th chapter, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is your goal setter. Hope is what faith looks at and produces. Hope is what faith sinks its teeth into. If hope was on a meter, like a thermometer, it could be high or it can be low. It can be anywhere in between. Because your expectation changes. You can expect a lot, you can expect a little. Right? But wherever your expectation is, that's what faith will produce. So if your expectation is low because you won't get your hopes up, I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to. There was a man who came to us just a week ago. We were in California. And we had ministered to some people for healing. And he came up to me after the service. And he said, I didn't come up when you called people up for healing because I didn't want to embarrass the church in case nothing happened. Didn't want to embarrass you, didn't want to embarrass the church. And so I said to him, I said, so why are you here now? In front of people, not in front of people, what's changed? What do you want me to do now? I said, you already told me you didn't believe anything was going to happen. Well, I want you to pray for me. Why? You don't believe anything's going to happen. Well, he said, well, I know. He goes, well, I believe. I said, no, you don't. You just told me you didn't. He couldn't even be honest with himself. He said, well, God's healed me before. I said, well, that's not today. Your hope can be down today and up yesterday. And so, he's like, well, I believe in healing. I said, well, I'm sure you do believe in healing, but you don't believe you're going to be healed. I said, God said when you come to him, believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to believe he rewards. And he just kept looking at me like, well, I believe. I said, you don't believe. You just told me you didn't believe. You said you didn't want to come up here because in case nothing happens, so you've already told me you pretty much think nothing's going to happen. I said, I can't lay hands on you. And he looked at me real funny. I said, I can't, because you'll go away unchanged again, and you'll still say, and you never know if it's God's will or not. Won't do it. Well, I won't add to it. To hope. You've got to open this part of your heart. Because if you're shielding yourself from disappointment, if you've closed your heart from disappointment because you've been told not to get your hopes up, and you've closed that part of your heart, that's where faith lives, in your heart. If you've closed your heart to any kind of expectation just because you might be disappointed, listen, God can not lie. These signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Anybody believe that? I do. I believe that, or I wouldn't lay hands on people. I believe that Jesus said, these signs will follow them that believe. I don't reserve a spot in my heart for disappointment. I can't allow myself to reserve a space for disappointment simply because my feelings might get hurt. It won't kill you. Open your heart to God, who cannot lie. So what if it takes more time? Don't pull over to the side of the road and expect the airport to come to you. Well, I'm tired. God knows my heart. God knows my heart. I'm just waiting for my manifestation. Well, you've been waiting on the side of the road a long time because that airport's not coming to you. Did we mention how much we love you? Did we get that part? So if hope is on a meter, high, low, what are you expecting? Now listen, you got to be realistic with your expectations too. You've got to be real with yourself. You got to know where you are. And the GPS, even if you go to the mall, say you go to the mall in Buffalo and you want to get to a certain store and you go to the directory, you got to find the "you are here" sign. Where am I? Right? Because if you think you're at one place and you're gonna start walking and go, how come I'm not there yet? Because you weren't where you started. You weren't where you thought you were when you started. You just got to keep going, keep moving. You got to be realistic with where you are, and don't give in to the temptation to impress God. Listen to me very carefully. Man, I love you all. Don't give in to the temptation to impress God with some high confession that you don't have any peace in. What do I mean by that? You're like, What do you mean? I don't have. If you're feeling anxious about what you just said, back up to where you got peace in your heart. Take a smaller step. You don't have to impress God. He is pleased by faith. He's pleased by faith. Any step of faith is a step in the right direction. You say, well, I did it for a while and I messed up. Okay, get up tomorrow. Mercies are new every morning. Every morning. Every morning. Every morning. God's not going, oh man, here you are again. Trying to believe me. No. Remember, Jesus said, I love my church. Half the people weren't even looking at him. Half the people were just not even engaged. And he's going, wow, I love them. Oh, I love them so much. We stumble a couple times and we're like, oh, he's probably just exasperated with me. No, get up. Get up. Dare to believe again. Dare to expect. Take a smaller bite. Get it and rejoice. People think, I didn't get the whole thing instantly. Well, what did you get? I got better. Yay! Yay! You didn't have that yesterday. Something's changed. Woo! We ask folks all the time, you know, where there was a pain issue or something, you know. We did that the other day. And you know, I'll ask people, you know, sometimes I'll go, how much better is that? Well, it still hurts. Well, is any of it better? Well, yeah, it's better, but it still hurts. Well, the first question I ask is, how much better is it? Not how much still hurts. Well, how much better is it? Well, there's still some pain. Okay, but is it less pain? Well, yeah, it's less pain. Oh, yeah. I wonder sometimes, like, where do we get off? Come on. Like going, what's all or nothing? The Bible tells us in Hebrews, by faith, Noah built an ark. Not overnight. Why did he do it? Because God told him something. And he believed it. And it didn't rain, it didn't rain, it didn't rain, it didn't rain, it didn't rain. Good thing it didn't, because he wasn't done with the ark. Just keep moving. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't stop. Peter got out of the boat because Jesus, he said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me come. Jesus, guy, I got no choice. Go ahead, come on. He gets out of the boat, starts walking. Now that's impossible. It's impossible. He's walking on water. Suddenly he's like, ooh, it's wavy. It's windy. Sure would be easier to walk on calm water. If only it were calm. This would be a cinch. Still impossible. Still, and that's why people, when they go, oh, it still hurts. Yeah, what's better though? Oh, I am walking. I am walking. I'm already walking on water. Wow. I was looking at the wave. I was feeling the wind. I forgot I was already walking. Jesus said, why'd you doubt? Why did you doubt? To doubt there in that scripture where Peter was walking on the water, that word doubt means to stand in two places. To stand in two places. What do we say about James? What James says, if a man wavers, let that man not think he's going to get anything. to stand in two places. I think it's the Message says, you know, it's a person who does that is like a drift at sea, keeping all of his options open. Keeping all of his options open. When Abraham offered Isaac, he takes him up there, and I was like, where's the sacrifice? God will provide it. But they didn't sit down by the side and wait for God to provide. God said, offer your son. He was like, okay. You'll raise him up from the dead if you have to. Wow. Wow. That's commitment. That's commitment. But be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Where are you? Where are you? And you know the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. He knows us. He knows everything about us. And He will lead you. The Bible says He'll lead you or guide you into all truth. Isn't that right? He knows where you are. Some folks are like, well, should I take my medicine? Should I go to the doctor? Should I go to... And I'm like, if you're asking those questions, don't bite off more than you can chew. Don't throw away your medicine. Don't cancel your appointment. Because throwing away your medicine won't heal you. Trusting God will heal you. You're like, well, should I do this? Well, if you're asking me, then you're nervous. Back up where you're not nervous. Where you got peace. I can believe God that I'll take less and less medication as we go. Good. Good. The Holy Spirit will bear witness with you. That's where you, there's your you are here sign. You're good. Keep moving that direction. Get those victories and then move on. Amen. For some folks, glory to God. Amen. He knows where we are. Praise God. Other folks, you know, it's time to take a bigger step. And the Holy Ghost will bear witness with you. This time, take a bigger step. We got this. Work with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So expectation is different than desire. So hope, when we talk about Bible hope, it's expectation, not just desire. Amen. You can want something and not expect it. You can expect something and not want it. That's also true. So these signs will follow them that believe, not just them that want it badly. Faith is the substance of things expected, not just the substance of things desired badly. Mark 11, verse 24. What things soever you desire, when you pray, what's next? Believe you receive them. Believe, that word receive means take. Believe you take it. Believe you take it. I think some of us have missed that step. What things we desire, we are going to receive. No, believe you take it. There's your expectation. I believe I'm taking it. I can see myself with it. What do I look like healed? Take time to see it. Take time to see it. What do I look like healed? How will I act healed? What will this look like on me? Now, I like to shop. But I try things on. I don't just look at the rack and go, oh, that's nice. No, I put it on. I look at it for a while. What's it look like on me? How does that look at me? What does healing look like on me? Not just, I know what Jesus provided. Now I'm just going to wait for it. What's it look like? See yourself with it. Open your heart and your imagination. while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. You gotta look, there. Are you getting this tonight? I believe you are. I believe you are. So take some chewing on. Amen. Because we all have to see where we are, where you are here, sign is. We're all at different places, and that's okay. That's okay. Amen. Your faith pleases God. Just remember, your faith pleases God. It's not to impress God. It's not a negotiating tool or a bargaining tool. It is a trust in Him. Dare to open your heart to Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just close your eyes with me for just a moment? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to invite you to see the unseen tonight. Praise God. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. He already knows your heart. What is it, first of all, that you desire from Him? Because we know what His Word says. We know what's available. But what? Where are you? I'm not trying to discourage anybody from going big steps. But I'm saying be honest where you are and grow into bigger steps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where your body is concerned, allow yourself to see yourself well. See yourself well. Praise God. See yourself eating what you couldn't eat, doing what you couldn't do, moving, taking stairs, whatever it is, sleeping, praise God. See yourself without pain. Dare to see yourself without it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then take the time out of the picture, whatever time it will take to get there. Time is not your enemy. The time it takes to get anywhere is irrelevant with God because He inhabits eternity. We put unnecessary deadlines on things. Just move forward in God. Just move forward and gain victories along the way. Build your trust and build your confidence in Him. Hallelujah. And then you'll find yourself taking bigger steps, bigger bites, and rejoicing every step of the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can open up your eyes. For those of you who came tonight for hands to be laid on you for healing, we're going to do that. And remember, God cannot lie. God cannot lie. I want to give you something you can expect. The Bible said, because He can't lie, so let's do what He said. These signs will follow them that believe. In My name, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. They'll be well. Amen. Tonight, I want to invite you, those of you who came to have hands laid on you for healing, I want to invite you just to believe this. Believe that when hands are laid on you, the power of God is going into you. Just believe that. You don't have to believe to run 3 miles tomorrow. Amen. You don't have to believe to eat a steak dinner tomorrow. Just believe that the power is being ministered to you. Just receive the power and relax. Let God be faithful. Hallelujah. Because the power will go into you. It'll undo what the devil has done. Amen. It will complete what God said it will complete. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just receive the power tonight. Just receive the power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Oh, we're so grateful that we have your word. Oh, we trust you because we have your word. We trust you because you're faithful. We trust you because you cannot lie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Who's been having issues with your kidneys? Kidney issues. Who's that? Can I minister to you? Could be more than one. If that's you, come on up here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What's going on with your kidneys?
Renal arteries are narrowed.
Huh. So have you had decreased function with your kidneys as a result? Or
it's not affecting the kidneys as of yet. It uh-huh. has to be 60% blocked before uh-huh. they would consider doing anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what have they told you?
Just sit and wait
for them to be blocked.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you got thin arteries, so eventually they're going to be blocked, and then we're going to have to do something.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting.
You know what is exciting? You laid hands on me last year, and the MS is gone.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And I know the rest is coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That power's already going into you.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take care of those arteries tonight.
Amen.
Because that's God's power.
Yes.
That's His part. That's His part. You don't have to make your arteries any bigger. Aren't you glad?
Yes. I'm glad nobody else has to either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And thinking about it a lot. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change it either.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the power is.
Yes.
Right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, that's His power. That's His power. Woo! Praise the Lord. Well, that was easy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was there somebody else who had an issue with kidneys? No? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so good to us. So good. So good. So good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't He good? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is it in this section here? We're going to start right here in this section because God's moving tonight. Praise the Lord. And you came to have hands laid on you for healing. This is for you personally. This is not for somebody else. But for you, for physical healing for you, not talking about jobs or marriages or other things, but for your body. Stand up if that's you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we'll take these three and go to this side, these three go to this side, you can come right up here, sweetheart. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the ushers will tell you where to stand. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What's going on, Abby? A sore throat? You ready for Jesus to heal you tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been waiting to have hands laid on you, haven't you? In Jesus' name, we minister God's healing power to you right now. From the top of your head, the soles of your feet, taking that sore throat away. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. There you go. All right. Praise God. Come on. What's up with you?
I have a eye turn in my left eye, and most of the time I can see very clearly, except sometimes everything will just be so out of focus that I uh-huh. can't see, and I'll get headaches from time to time.
Uh-huh.
It's just, yeah. I've had it for the past couple of years, and
uh-huh.
it's not very fun.
You said your left eye?
My left eye.
Yeah. I could see a difference in that pupil. Is that, it's like one of them looks a little bit bigger than the other one for some reason. Mm-hmm. Does that have anything to do with it?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just interesting. But you're ready for God to do something tonight, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise God. In Jesus' name, we minister God's healing power right now to these eyes. In the name, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's God's power going into you. That's His power going into you right now. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Were you having any issues today at all with your eyes?
I got a couple headaches earlier.
You got a couple headaches mm-hmm. earlier. Well, things are changing now. Mm-hmm. Things are changing now. Praise God. Praise God. Look around now. Look around now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. What's going on with you?
Curvature of the back.
Curvature of the back. Yes. Does it cause you pain too?
It has.
Yeah. What are you expecting tonight?
Straight back.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we minister God's healing power right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Did it restrict your mobility at all? Anything?
A little bit.
Move around real good now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. Looked right past you a minute ago. Sorry.
Just digestive things.
Yeah. You ready to receive tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. In Jesus' name. We minister God's healing power tonight. Yeah, that's His power. Went right into you. Went right into you. Praise God. It's healing you right now. Healing right now in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, that's His power. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir, come on. What is it you need tonight?
I was supposed to go get a... Now I have a colonoscopy. Last time I had it with a... polyp and so, so I've stopped polyps. So when I get the appointment made, they would be there and I get removed.
Yeah, yeah. Praise God. So you know there's polyps there now?
Yeah, the previous colonoscopy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. And so do they plan on doing anything for that?
Yeah, I've, you know, to the chairman of the Pike Commission, you know, each year, and they said I'm supposed to go and have a colonoscopy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So do you have to have another colonoscopy?
Well, yeah, I was supposed to have one before that, so that polyps removed, so
yeah,
won't have to be worried about that anymore.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, God's that good.
Right.
Yeah, praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we minister God's healing mercy tonight. In Jesus' name, dissolving. Ha 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. That's His power flowing. That's His power flowing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 It's changing right now. It's changing right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Yes, come on.
I have liver disease. NASH also, so I have two liver problems that I'd like to take care of right now.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
How good is God?
Wonderful.
He's so good. So just relax and receive. Praise God. Praise God. Just coming up here pleases God. Yeah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we minister that healing power. Uh-huh. All you got to do is receive it. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If there was a hard part, it'd be God's part, but nothing's too hard for Him. Hallelujah. We just receive. We just believe we take it. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. That power flows now. That power flows now. Oh, Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. That's his power. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. Hallelujah. Yes.
Two things. One, gum disease and teeth. Mm-hmm. And the other is my hands. Mm-hmm. This one finger is crooked. Mm-hmm. Got a little bump there. And it's hard to make a, like a real strong fist.
Hard to make
fist.
A real strong fist. Uh-huh. You ready for change?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Expect anything to happen tonight?
Absolutely.
All right. In Jesus' name. Now the power flows. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and make a fist now.
This one has no pain.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. How are we doing on this one?
This one I can't quite make it all the way.
Praise the Lord. That's what you came for tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God.
Thank you.
No reason for it not to.
Absolutely.
No.
No.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's got to move. Jesus. Got to move.
Yes.
It's got to move.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's no pain.
There's no pain.
There's no pain. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Almost, it almost goes all the way.
It's going.
It's going the rest
of it. It's going, isn't
it? It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Until it's finished. Yeah. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Come on, Miss Heather.
I have a sore under my tongue and extra bone growth in my mouth. And I used to be able to stick my finger like right there, but now it's so tight that I can't even stick my finger. It's supposed to grow continuously, and I guess I just accepted it, but I don't have to accept it
no
more. So.
No, no, no. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Woo! Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. No more. No more. No more. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Right into you. Right into you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Yeah, he's working now. He's working
praise
now.
God.
Praise the Lord. How about on this side over here? Who wants hands laid on you on this side over here? Anybody? Stand up. Yeah, that's you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, honey. Praise the Lord. What do you need, sweetheart?
My ear has been raw here, and there's a bunch of crusties.
Yeah? You ready to change tonight? Yeah, amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's God's healing power going into you again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, healing your ear in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Good for you. Bless you, honey. Praise the Lord. Yes. Come. You're back.
Yeah.
And in a lot of pain? Yeah. You're ready to receive right now. Take my hands. In Jesus' name, we minister God's healing power. God's healing power. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's his power flowing now. That's his power flowing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Doesn't that feel good? Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How's that feeling now?
Really good.
Really good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Praise God. Be real bold now. Move around. It's gone. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Yeah.
You said it's gone. Here, face them. You said it's gone. What did it feel like, and what does it feel like now?
It's just amazing. It's amazing. But just like a couple minutes ago, it felt really bad. Uh-huh. And now it's good.
You know, it's good. It's
good.
Good. You can tell by her face, can't you? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What about this side over here? Come on up. That's you. Praise the Lord. Isn't he good tonight? Hallelujah. I just love the sweetness, how God moves. He can move so many different ways. You know, we had some running around one night, some shouting one night, praise God. But even just in his power flowing, we could just be in this relaxed, no hype. He doesn't have to have hype. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you tonight. We're so grateful, so thankful. Oh, thank you for healing that back tonight. Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, thank Jesus. You, glory to
thank
God.
You,
glory. If it was your back, you'd
thank
be
you,
happy.
You,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What's going on, Kaylee?
Issues, earaches. It's been happening for quite a while now, on and off, and just want to get rid of it.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we minister God's healing virtue to you right now in the name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo, praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's lift up our hands and magnify God together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's going on with you?
Female problems from going through change of life.
Yeah.
Tired of it.
I understand.
Put my foot down.
Yeah, there you go. In Jesus' name now. Yeah. Easy. Ha. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Yes, absolutely. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What's going on with you?
I broke my spine last year. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we minister God's power. In the name. Thank you, Lord. Power flows. Reconnecting. Thank you, Jesus. That's his power flowing into you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Praise God. Yeah, that's his power flowing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wouldn't tell you something just to tell you. But that's power flowing into you. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you felt, but I felt power going into you.
Really warm.
Really, really warm.
I feel really,
yeah.
really
yeah,
warm.
Yeah, that's that power. Yeah.
I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Sometimes it feels like fire, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it feels like electricity. There was a little boy a few months ago we ministered to, and his mom was holding on to him, and we ministered to him by the laying on of hands, and all of a sudden he started doing this. He's like going like this. He's like, Mom, I'm so hot. That was the power going into him. Yeah. Praise God. It's working in you right now. Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise the Lord. What's up with you?
I've had a vertebrae in my back that kind of feels like it almost pops out of place every once in a while. And so I'll be in a lot of pain for a few days at a time. Ready for it to stop
Amen.
Happening.
Amen. Amen. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, now the power flows. Now the power flows, correcting in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, that's His power. That's His power flowing. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's lift up our hands again and magnify Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to just pray for me? Just bless him. Yeah, just.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you tonight. There's no one like you. And we just honor you in this place. We worship you. We adore you, Father. You're our Master. You're our Savior. You're our Lord. You are the Lord of Lords, but you're our Lord. And we reconnect and reassure our commitment. We dedicate and consecrate, Father God, anew and afresh as you've been moving in our midst, Father God. We sense you're calling us, you're beckoning us to a more of a greater intimacy with you, to know you, to have a connection with you. And Father God, we answer that from our hearts. We say out to you, Father, we want to know you more. We want to experience you more. We want to walk in a place with you, Father, a spirit of seeing and knowing like we never have before. So Father, on behalf of this congregation, Father God, I ask you, Father God, for more and more and more visitation. Not only corporately when we come together, but Father, on behalf of this congregation and these families and every man, woman, boy, or girl in this place, Father God, I pray that you would make yourself more known unto us. In the drawing times of the Holy Spirit in the middle of the night and in the early morning and in the afternoon and when we're in our car and we're just taking a walk, Father, I thank you for visitations, Father, coming to every household, to every individual. Father, I declare blessing over this house. We call this place blessed. We thank you that the blessing of the Lord is upon each one of these. And even those who haven't been able to come to these meetings that are a part of this family, we pray for an extra blessing on every family church and everyone a part of family church. And we thank you for a greater supply, and we thank you for an enlargement. We thank you for strengthening our cords and broadening out our stakes. I thank you that our vision, our expectation, as we've heard tonight, Father God, has been broadened and is made more clear. So Father God, we tonight, Father God, we open up our eyes. Open up our eyes. Open up our eyes that we would see and that we would know more than we have known before. Father, I thank you that not one family in this household of faith would go without their needs met. We pray for financial increase in this place. We thank you for a new anointing, for a new harvest. Father, I thank you that everything that is needed to go forward for these ministries, and particularly this ministry here with Pastor Mike and Courtney, we pray, Father God, that not one thing will go unmet, that you'll continue to bring provision. You'll continue to meet the need. And we thank you for sending people. I thank you that you're sending people to even do things. I add my faith to theirs that the worship of this church will be one of the most outstanding places of worship. That it will be known as a house of worship. That people will come into this place and enter into a place of high praise. A place of worship where your glory would be manifested and people's needs would be met. Father, I add my faith to theirs. We believe God together. We believe you together. And we thank you, Father God, that we're going up. We're moving up. We thank you that we're going further and we're going faster than ever before. Because, Father, we know we're in the last days. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing to do everything that you've called this ministry to do. In the name of Jesus. Now, would you just lift your hands and just thank him? Be grateful tonight. If you agree with that prayer, those things that we have declared, go ahead and thank him right now like you can see it. Can you see it? Can you see all those areas? Can you see your family blessed? Can you see this church growing? Can you see the worship team just expanding? Can you see all the provision? Can you see the people filling this place? Can you see it? See it tonight. Father, we see it tonight. Thank you for opening up our eyes. I thank you for revelation. I thank you for impartation. And we thank you that we'll never be the same after this week. In Jesus' name. And if you agree with that, would you say a hearty amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We sure love you.